Here's what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday. It is a big night in the NBA. Clippers host Oklahoma City, Game 6 NBA Series. Thunder lead this thing 3-2. It's a must-win night for Doc Rivers' team. They've got to win to force a Game 7 back in the OKC. And the big question, can they control Russell Westbrook? Can they control Kevin Durant? And the sidebar question, is the NBA going to find Doc Rivers, who went off and ripped the referees after they lost Game 5? San Antonio's written its ticket to the NBA Western Conference Finals. They steamrolled Portland, jumped to a 14-point lead first quarter, recorded a 22-point victory. Spurs go on to the finals. And Miami bombed the Brooklyn Nets. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade combined for 57. The Heat move on. A stunner last night. Golden State has hired Steve Kerr as head coach. It was thought that Kerr was about to become the head coach of the New York Knickerbockers. Instead, he inks a 5-year, $25 million contract to go to Golden State after a meeting with consultant Jerry West. The big rumor is that Kerr was concerned there'd be interference from owner Jim Dolan and the new president of operations, Phil Jackson. Now, Kerr's public statement, he decided to go to Golden State to be close to home. Detroit's hired Stan Van Gundy as not only president of basketball operations, now they've confirmed he will be their head coach. And Utah, franchise in disarray, has met with John Stockton, the legendary guard, asking him if he has any interest in becoming the coach of the troubled Jazz. Major League Baseball rained all day, all night. Cincinnati Padres got washed out yesterday. Padres, a doubleheader against the Reds. Ian Kennedy goes against Johnny Cueto in the first game. Cueto's the hottest pitcher in Major League Baseball with a 1.43 ERA. Bad night for the Dodgers. Miami mauled them last night 13-1. Marlins got 6 in the second, 6 in the fourth. It's the worst beating the Dodgers have had in 3 years. Angels beat Philadelphia. Garrett Richards goes to 4-0 on the season. Halos had now become a force in the American League West. On the out-of-town baseball scoreboard featured games, Washington over Arizona. Jason Worth hit a home run. Diamondbacks are a miserable 5-14 at home. Giants beat Atlanta. San Francisco, Bruce Bochy's team, they've won 15 of their last 20. Yankees over the Mets. Masahiro Tanaka, the rookie from Japan, goes to 6-0 with that shutout win. Detroit battered Baltimore. Tigers and Brad Ausmus, they've won 9 in a row on the road. Tigers have won 12 of their last 15. And Boston, a winner over Minnesota. Big Poppy continues to take it out on his old team. Hit 2 more home runs against the Twins. A couple of player moves. Miami Marlins have signed 14-year veteran free agent left-handed pitcher Randy Wolf. White Sox have released second baseman Jeff Kepinger. And a big trade rumor out of Chicago that the Cubs are talking to Colorado about a blockbuster deal for soon-to-be free agent pitcher Jeff Samardzija. The Rockies have the opinion they could be a player in the National League West pennant race. Evidently, they are willing to give up one of their top young minor league pitchers, John Gray, to get the frontline Samardzija. Why would the Cubs trade him? Can't sign him. Samardzija's a walk free agent at the end of the season. Bit of good news for the battered New York Yankees. CC Sabathia does not have torn knee cartilage. Doctors say they're going to give him a plasma platelet injection. They're going to drain the knee, but he does not need surgery. Astros have lost pitcher Anthony Bass. He goes on the disabled list. The ex-Padre has a ribcage injury. And devastating news in Texas. Martin Perez may have a torn elbow ligament, and now their 15-game winner, Matt Harrison, may be facing some type of spinal fusion surgery. Could be gone for the year. NFL football, big story developing out of Washington, D.C. The NFL union has confirmed that the league is talking to the union about use of medical marijuana. Now, that would also mean they'd have to make a change in the collective bargaining agreement and the test levels for players who would be given access to medical marijuana. Rams have an issue on their hands. They drafted Michael Sam, the gay defensive end out of the University of Missouri. That's not the issue. They're opening their mini camp this weekend. They're besieged by media requests. It's going to turn out to be a media circus for people who want to cover Michael Sam and talk to Michael Sam. The big question, will the NFL allow people like TMZ and Deadspin to come to camp to cover that story? Aaron Maben, former number one draft pick, NFL, New York Jets, has announced his retirements after 5 disappointing seasons in the league. Big trade rumor. Andre Johnson, the legendary wide receiver, 11 years with Houston Texans, says he does not want to be part of any rebuilding mode. Johnson talking about asking for a trade. Trouble for big money star defensive end Greg Hardy, Carolina Panthers, arrested domestic abuse, evidently slapped his fiancée around and then threw on her bed that had loaded guns on it, $17,000 bond. And this will be interesting. Jim Harbaugh opens the 49ers minicamp this weekend, and they're bringing in this core of controversial wide receivers. They've got Michael Crabtree and Anquan Boldin, but now they've imported the outspoken diva Stevie Johnson from Buffalo and the controversial Brandon Lloyd, who got run out of New England. NHL hockey, Jonathan Quick, 21 saves last night. The LA Kings beat the Anaheim Ducks. That ties that playoff series at 3 games apiece going to Game 7. And the Montreal Canadiens jumped out to a 2-0 lead early, took the crowd out of the game. The Habs behind goaltender Carey Price beat the Boston Bruins. Montreal wins that playoff series. And one final note, in Pittsburgh, Ray Shiro could be out as general manager after the Pittsburgh Penguins blew a 3-1 lead their playoff series, got eliminated by the New York Rangers. It's 5 straight years the Penguins have failed to get back to the Stanley Cup despite all that firepower and all those stars. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Thursday.